Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Monday, March 30th, and I hope you were able to get some rest this weekend. I also hope you and your family are staying healthy and safe. So I wanted to start my report today with some examples of positive momentum from across the organization. Waterfront Engineering is continuing to develop the technical work documents required to support the upcoming Hartford availability, and doing so while most of the team is working remotely. Separately, we participated in a Navy virtual program review for the Common Missile Compartment last week that included people from the government, the UK Navy, and Electric Boat. These are just two examples of how we're adapting to complete our mission while using remote and virtual technologies. On the Groton waterfront, we continue to work toward in-serve trials for 792 on April 6th and are holding to that date. Today, I received a letter from Admiral Caldwell complimenting us on Alpha trials for 792. He wrote, "Congratulations to the EB team. Vermont is a great boat." Please look for the Admiral's letter on eblanding.com. On 793, all reactor and steam plant operational testing supporting rollout is complete. Additional work and testing supporting float off of the 793 will be performed this week. We're on track for rollout soon and float off shortly thereafter. Last week, our reactor servicing team successfully loaded the 795 power unit, and I was especially pleased with the very smooth and efficient teamwork I saw, so nice job to everybody participating in that. In Quonset, the pipe shop has doubled the number of mechanized welded RT joints versus the same time period last year. And last week, a first-of-a-kind manufacturing process known as FastFit was introduced on Columbia to improve the quality, schedule, and cost of deck fabrication. This FastFit process uses automated cutting technology to assist the fitter in more quickly getting steel parts on the right location. All of this work continues despite the challenges posed by COVID-19. Despite all of our concerns outside of work, you are staying focused and delivering on our commitments. I visited our shop floors and work areas and think that in some ways our work is helping all of us, including me, maintain some normalcy while many parts of our lives are not normal. And I believe many of us understand the mandate from the Navy and the nation to continue our critical work. You've answered that call, and I'm proud to be part of this world-class team. I've gotten some questions regarding the status of some employees who have been tested for COVID-19. While there's been a lot of news about rapid testing, our experience in getting test results has not been rapid. In some cases, there have been significant delays from the time an individual is demonstrating symptoms until the time he or she is actually tested. Once tested, a lab has to conduct the analysis to yield a result. As you're already aware, hundreds of thousands of tests have been administered across the country, and that number is growing every day. Today, 48 EB employees have been tested for COVID-19. We've received results on 16 people. That's about one-third of those tested, and all of those results are negative. While we await results, those employees who have been tested are meeting the CDC protocol by staying quarantined, along with coworkers they may have come into contact with. I'm frustrated by the delay in test results, and I know you are too. By maintaining our strict protocol for people exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19, along with our actions to reduce density of people within the workplace, like adapting to shift work, telework, virtual meetings, and other forms of social distancing, we're giving ourselves every chance to reduce the potential impact for spreading this disease. I appreciate your cooperation and understanding as we work through this complex and difficult time. So that we can continue our vital work, I ask you to apply that same vigilance with regard to your personal health. We can't afford to get complacent, especially when we learned yesterday that the social distancing protocols recommended by the CDC have been extended until the end of April. Wash your hands often. Stay hydrated and get rest when you can. While we have no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Electric Boat, we must do all we can to protect ourselves, our coworkers, our family, and our friends. Continue to ask yourself two key questions each day. Have you had close personal contact with anyone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19? Are you experiencing any symptoms? Fever, chills, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, or body aches? If you answer yes to any of the above questions, please get the proper care. Stay home to protect your teammates and your community, and contact your supervisor. Continue to stay tuned to Homeport and EB Landing, posted hard copies and email for the latest updates to our business. Thank you for all you do. Please continue to stay healthy and safe.